Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building something really useful for drum and bass arrangement, a vinyl heat style transition, resample in Ableton Live 12. And I want to be clear right away, this is not just about throwing vinyl crackle on a track and calling it a day. We're making a musical transition layer, something that feels like a DJ moment, like the record is breathing, the groove is shifting, and the next section is getting pulled in with grit and intent. This is especially strong for jungle, old school DNB, dark rollers, and heavier bass music, because those styles live and die by phrase movement. Even if the loop is locked, the arrangement still has to evolve every 4, 8, or 16 bars. That's where this technique shines. It can bridge a drum loop into a drop, soften a switch up, create anticipation before the bass returns, and add that worn, found-on-tape kind of texture without muddying the mix. So the goal today is to build a reusable transition instrument, and then resample it into an audio phrase you can trigger in your arrangement. We'll use stock Ableton tools like Simpler or Sampler, Resampling, Auto Filter, Saturator, Redux, Echo, Utility, EQ8, and some clip editing inside Live 12. First thing, before we touch sound design, decide where the transition lives in the track. In DNB, the best spots are usually the last two bars before a drop, the end of an 8-bar phrase, or the handoff from a breakdown back into full drums. For this lesson, let's think in an 8-bar transition that leads into a drop. That gives us enough space to build tension without dragging. In your arrangement, set locators or markers for something like pre-drop, heat build, and drop. That's a small move, but it really helps you think like an arranger instead of just a sound designer. In this genre, the transition should land on the grid in a way that feels intentional. Phrase-based movement matters. Now let's build the source material. We want three layers feeding the transition. The first layer is the drum source. This can be a chopped break loop from your track, or a short resample of kick, snare, and ghost hits. If you want old-school jungle energy, choose a break with some mid-range bite and grit. If you want a darker roller feel, use tighter drum hits with swing and restraint. The important thing is that the rhythm already has character. The second layer is vinyl or noise texture. You can use vinyl distortion, or just load a white noise sample into Simpler. If you're using a noise sample, turn warp on. Choose an appropriate warp mode like Complex Pro or Beats depending on the source, and keep it short. A 1-4 bar noise bed is enough. If you use vinyl distortion, try a little drive, keep the tracing character moderate, and don't overdo it. We want grit, not harshness. The third layer is tonal. This is the musical glue. Add one stab, one eerie pad note, one ghost chord, or a filtered bass tone. It can be as simple as a detuned minor stab or a Reese tail. Keep it sparse. You are not writing a full chord progression here. You are creating a transition event. Now comes the fun part, resampling. Route those layers to a new audio track, either by setting the input to resampling or by routing the whole transition group to a fresh audio track. Arm it, hit record, and perform the motion live. While you're recording, move a few things by hand or automate them. Tweak the auto filter cutoff, bring in some echo send, change the volume of the layers, switch vinyl distortion or redux on and off if that helps the movement. The point is to capture a performance, not just static sound. A simple starting chain on the resample track could be auto filter, then saturator, then redux, then EQ8, then utility. On auto filter, start with a low pass or band pass shape. You can begin somewhere around 2 to 8 kHz and sweep down toward a few hundred hertz for that worn, dragged old school feeling. Add a bit of resonance, but don't make it twistly. With saturator, add just a few dB of dried and soft clip if needed. The idea is to thicken and blue the resample, not crush it. Redux is great here, but use it lightly. We want texture, not digital chaos. A subtle bit reduction and a gentle sample rate reduction can make the transition feel broken in. EQ8 is where you clean up the low end, high pass the noise if it's stepping on sub area, and trim any harshness if the texture gets too scratchy. Utility helps keep the stereo image under control, which matters a lot in DNB. Once the pass is recorded, you've got something much more interesting than a static FX layer. You've captured motion and decision making. That's the key idea in resampling. Make the performance real, then shape the audio. Next, chop the resample into a proper transition phrase. Duplicate the clip, trim it down to 1, 2, or 4 bars depending on the moment, and start cutting at transients or interesting bursts. Reverse a short section if it helps create tension. Move a hit a tiny bit late if you want that human drag. Leave little gaps so the groove can breathe. A really effective structure is this. The first half is filtered noise and break texture, the middle is a pitched stab or bass ghost, and the final hit is a reverse tail sliding into impact. You can also use clip warp markers to tighten rhythmic fragments while leaving the more atmospheric parts loose. And if you want one classic old school trick, open the filter briefly for one beat, then slam it shut right before the drop. That little flash of brightness makes the impact feel bigger. Now let's add motion and degradation so it feels like worn media. Echo is perfect for this. Use a short time value like an eighth note or quarter note, keep the feedback moderate, and low pass the echo so the tail feels smoky instead of bright. Auto pan can add subtle movement if the noise bed feels too static. Keep the rate slow and the amount modest. Chorus ensemble can widen a tonal tail, but keep it subtle. And if you want something eerie and off-center, frequency shifter is brilliant for tiny amounts of drift. Just a small shift can make the transition feel haunted. Another useful move is a gentle pitch or filter descent over the last one or two bars. It doesn't have to be dramatic. In fact, subtle is often better for old-school energy. A little downward motion tells the ear that something is winding down before the next phrase explodes. Now, the impact. This matters a lot in drum and bass because the transition has to connect physically to the next section. The drop should feel locked to the drums and the sub. So create an impact layer. That could be the kick and snare combo, a sub drop, a reversed cymbal, a noise swell, or a short re-stab with a tail. If you need sub, use a clean sign from operator or a simple low note in simpler. Keep it mono with utility. If you saturate it, do so lightly. You want the sub to read clearly, not turn into mush. A really strong arrangement move is to let the transition tail land on the last offbeat before the drop, then hit the new section on bar 9 with full force. If you want even more punch, pull the bass out for a beat or half a beat right before the drop. That little vacuum moment makes the return feel huge. Now group all your transition layers and process them as a bus. This is where the whole thing becomes one cohesive phrase instead of a bunch of separate sounds fighting each other. On the bus, try EQ8, glue compressor, saturator or drum bus, and utility. Use glue compressor lightly, maybe a few dB of gain reduction at most. You're gluing the phrase, not flattening it. Drum bus can be great if the transition contains break fragments and needs a bit more attitude. Keep drive and crunch under control, and only use boom if it actually supports the drop. Utility helps you keep the low end disciplined and the stereo image under control. If the transition is too wide, narrow it before the impact so the drop feels bigger by contrast. That contrast point is huge. The best transitions don't just sound dirty. They move the listener from one energy state to another. Think in energy curves, not effects, and commit to one main gesture. Maybe the main motion is a filter collapse. Maybe it's pitch falling. Maybe it's break fragmentation. Maybe it's delay haze. But if everything is moving all at once, the transition loses shape. A couple of common mistakes to avoid here. First, too much final noise in the low end. If the texture is eating the sub, your drop will feel weak. High-pass it, clean it up, and keep the sub lane open. Second, overprocessing every individual layer. It's usually better to resample first, then shape the audio as one phrase. Third, effects that don't relate to the drum grid. In DNB, even wild transitions usually still respect the phrase. And finally, too much width in the low end. Check in mono, keep bass centered, and make sure the transition doesn't steal the hero spot from the kick and sub. If you want to push the sound design a little further, here are a few great variations. One is a two-stage transition. The first pass is mostly rhythmic, with chopped break fragments and light filter movement. The second pass is more atmospheric, with a reverse tail, delay haze, a pitch-down hit, and a subswell that can feel really cinematic. Another is call and response. Make one slice bright and percussive, then answer it with something darker and washed out. Repeat that idea with variation until the drop. It creates motion without needing a giant riser. You can also do a breakbeat melt version, where the break starts crisp and then gradually degrades into bit reduction, sample rate loss, and low-pass filtering. That's strong for gritty jungle and warehouse-style intros. And if you like fake record stop energy, you can automate a tiny slowdown feeling before the impact. Just a subtle pitch dip, a short echo tail, maybe a brief silence or near silence, then the hard drop. Keep it restrained so it feels like tension, not a gimmick. For extra realism, you can layer in tiny Foley textures like vinyl handling noise, cable rubs, or a light contact mic sound underneath. You can also duplicate the tonal element and process the copy differently, maybe one layer through saturation and filtering, the other through frequency shift or chorus. That gives the resample a richer shadow without making it obvious. A ghost transient right before the impact can also help the drop land harder, almost like a timing cue for the ear. Now let's talk arrangement in a DJ sense. If the next section is a full roller drop, keep the transition shorter and more percussive. If it's a breakdown or atmospheric reset, let it be more washed and spacious. If you're moving from a clean intro into a heavy bass section, you can afford a stronger vinyl drag and a bigger impact. The transition should tell the listener that the energy is changing, but it should not spend the downbeat before the drop. Leave that open so the impact can hit.